This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You want to do offense or defense first?
Quarterback run. Are we
going before, make a prediction on which team. Are there going to be more Pitt players or Penn State players?
I'm going to say Pitt barely. I think Pitt's going to win because I think they have enough. I think Penn State will have a ton of defensive players, but I think Pitt's going to have a pretty significant offensive advantage here as I'm thinking out loud about this. And I think it's going to be like, out of 22 players, I honestly think it's going to be
24 because you've got kicker and punter.
Oh, yeah, kicker punter. I think it's going to be something like 13-11.
Pitt?
I can't see it being even 14-10.
I think Pitt's going to win this, and I think it'll be
13-11, 14-10, maybe.
I think they'll win by a decent... I think they'll have more players by
Penn
a decent
State
amount.
Penn State get into double digits out of 24?
Yes.
Think it'll be 14-10, 13-11?
No, I don't think so. Donnie?
Pitt's going to win.
I'm going to say Pitt.
Pitt's going to win. All right, are we doing a two-back set for running
back? No, I said running back and three receivers.
Okay. So I was busy when you said Abdul Carter's best player in the country. If the best player in the country was a kicker who routinely made 80-yard field goals, where would they get drafted? The guy was
Janikowski went in the first round, so I would say probably
second. If a guy was automatic from up to 80 yards, so if you just first round pick,
yeah,
might be a top 10 pick, right?
I don't think so, but I think a team that's really good would take him later in the first round, or maybe even move up into the middle of the first round to take him.
All right, I'm writing out like the positions here just because it's going to help me.
Quarterback's Marino,
correct? Is tight end automatically Ditka?
Oh, you don't think Freiermuth's better than Ditka? Only one of those guys has used Doran Sauna. Of course it's Ditka. That's 2-0 Pitt.
It's Chris Wilson of Pitt. Running back, it's either Franco. It's got to be Franco over Shady.
Tony Dorsett. Well,
Tony Dorsett.
We're talking pro career.
I think it's Franco.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it's Franco. Sorry.
Penn State's on the board 2-1.
We have Curtis Martin in there we could throw in too. It becomes an embarrassment of riches
Saquon.
Very quickly. Right.
Like, but I still think Franco's the guy.
What about the Kurt Warner with a C? Isn't he Penn State?
Yeah, nice
here's
player.
Here's a what if. What if Kajana Carter never gets hurt?
Yeah, but this is a position that's so loaded, those guys don't garner consideration. It's Franco.
No, I think it's right that it's Franco. I'm spitballing here.
Wide receivers.
Fitzgerald.
3-1 Pitt.
Is Antonio Bryant gonna?
No, I don't think so.
Is Godwin?
I think so.
I think Godwin's got to be there.
Should be there.
3-2.
And then one more receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Boyd comes to mind. Anybody better?
I'll put him off to the side.
OJ McDuffie from Penn State.
What about an Allen
Robinson?
Ingram?
Bobby Ingram's a great one.
Ingram is a good one.
I think Ingram's had a better career than Boyd.
You know what I love?
Wasn't Allen Robinson Penn State?
I think Ingram's had a better career than Allen Robinson.
All right, here's what we're going to do, boys. Player versus player. I love doing this on Football Reference. Bobby Ingram.
Tyler Boyd. OJ McDuffie.
Hold on. Chalooch. OJ McDuffie. Who else you want?
I think that's the three, Donnie, don't you? Is there anybody
not John Baldwin?
Off?
I mean, Antonio Brian, I could
John
put on.
Baldwin?
No, I was joking. I'm just trying to think if there's anybody that slipped through the cracks. I don't think there is. I don't think anybody had like a lengthy pro career. All right, here we go. Bobby Engram. Okay, McDuffie, if we were doing punt returners, would be great. Boyd had, it's Bobby Engram pretty easily.
That's what I thought.
So,
3-3.
More yards per catch than Boyd, and McDuffie just didn't do enough. He's got more touchdowns. Now, Boyd could add to this, but yeah, it's Bobby Engram for sure.
All right, so Fitzgerald, Godwin, Engram are the receivers. Offensive tackles, Jimbo Cover, he's in the Hall of Fame. That's 4-3, Pitt. And then you got to find another tackle.
Oh, wait, Brian O'Neill could be on there. You could also go Jeff Reuben Brown.
Guard.
Oh, wait, yeah, he was. I'm sorry.
What about Frelick?
Guard in the pros.
Wasn't Jeff Otaw a tackle?
Yes, but he's not as good as O'Neill.
O'Neill?
Yeah,
I think O'Neill's
definitely better.
Wait, make sure to be fair to Penn State.
What?
I mean, they had Fashanu come out last year, but
yeah,
he hasn't played enough.
He hasn't played enough. That was the only reason.
Even if he was great for 1 year,
O'Neill's one of
Brian
the best
O'Neill.
Right tackles in the league.
I'm saying 5-3 Pitt. I'm taking O'Neill.
I think you're right.
Guard, Munchak.
For sure.
5-4.
What about Grimm?
5-6-4. They're both Hall of Famers.
Okay. We're locked in there.
Center.
All right. Steve Wisniewski.
Guard.
Didn't he play center sometimes, though?
I was going to say Hardings.
Is there any Pitt player we're missing there? Because they haven't had a great tradition of centers coming through as pro ready.
Jeff Christie played center. He was good for a long time, but not Hardings was an all pro.
Yeah, Hardings was a pretty good player.
I just want to make
obviously
sure.
Obviously on those Super Bowl teams.
Man,
6'5".
Tony, I apologize about Steve Wisniewski. That was bad by me.
6'5" Pitt on the offensive side of the ball. So this is actually closer than I thought.
All right.
All right. Defensive end / edge.
Aaron Donald, are we putting him in as a tackle, technically, even though he kind of did whatever? Is Chris Dolman or Hugh,
Dolman?
Dolman for sure, right?
I think Dolman and Ricky Jackson are both the edge rushers. I think they're both Pitt guys. That'd make it 8-5, unless you want to put Tamba Hali ahead of either one of those guys. Ricky Jackson's in the Hall of Fame, and I think Dolman's in the Hall of Fame.
I think Dolman is. So wait, hold on. We've got...
That's 8-5 Pitt if we take both of those
guys. And Aaron
guys.
Donald's absolutely
That's
in.
That's 9-5 Pitt. And I think Sarah Goose is the other defensive tackle. That would make it 10-5 Pitt unless you got a defensive tackle from Penn State you like more.
I always think of more the edge guys. I don't think of a bunch of Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson from Ohio State types with Penn State for some reason.
That's because they're linebacker not defensive tackle.
Sure. Yeah, I think
State.
Pitt takes up the whole front.
10-5 Pitt right now.
I think Siragusa is just a feel-good pick for us.
Why?
He was a very good player. I'm not denigrating him.
How about Keith the Hammer Hamilton? He was a really good defensive tackle. He's a Pitt man.
Hold on. I'm just catching up here.
That's 10-5 Pitt.
It's wild that for how good Penn State's linebackers are, go right across the line and it's Pitt.
Although all the linebackers will probably be Penn State.
I don't agree with that. I think Ham would make it 10-6.
Ham's on there for sure.
I think Joe Schmidt's got to be on there.
The problem for Penn State in this one is LeVar just did not have the pro career people thought he would. Or else
Lee.
Over
Lesney.
You can't put either one of those guys over Schmidt. Schmidt's considered one of the best players in the 1950s.
You still got
it's 11-6.
He was going against plumbers and garbage.
That's when men were men.
Can you put Puz over as the third though?
I'd put Navarro Bowman over him.
Okay, well, it's still Penn Stater.
Yeah, that's 11-7.
Would you put Bowman over Puz?
Bowman was on one of the videos
I
watched.
I understand that. I understand you would.
Players.
Bowman.
Puz Lesney or Bowman was?
Bowman.
Bowman
I haven't watched all of them yet.
Bowman was really
No, he
nice.
Was a four-time first-team
yeah,
All-Pro.
He was very
right.
good.
Okay, so we've got.
He's got a borderline Hall of Fame candidacy. If we're going to talk about Luke Kuechly.
The problem with him is he had the great comeback player of the year candidacy, and he was a first-team All-Pro after he obliterated his knee, but
Corner
then his career fell off.
Revis makes it 12-7 Pitt.
Yep.
And then,
other corner.
I don't know who the other corner is.
Dude,
Avonte Maddox?
No.
No, can't do that. Are we putting three corners out there? We probably could have.
I didn't think that, but we probably could
have. Joey Porter Jr.?
See, that's where it gets dicey here. Who have either of these schools produced.
Joey Porter Jr.
I'm just saying, who have...
I'm throwing out names.
I know, man, but you're saying it.
Go off on me here.
Who has Penn State, like, produced, or Pitt for that matter?
Hammer and Hank Poteet.
Didn't he score one of the... Was it the last touchdown in Three Rivers? He's like the footnote, like John Wehner.
How about Shante Spencer?
Man.
Do you like Joey Porter Jr. more than Shante Spencer for this exercise? Combined Pitt-Penn State team of all time. Right now, Pitt has more players on that team, 12-7.
Man, this is a hard one to really gauge.
I just don't feel good about putting Porter on there, A, because he's only played 2 years, and I didn't particularly love this last year. How long was Spencer a corner in the NFL?
He made it 9 years.
How long was he a starter for?
He started 74 games. He was a principal starter for a team 5 seasons.
I'm going to count him until you guys come up with somebody better. That makes it 13-7, Pitt.
Now, if we were doing Pitt, West Virginia, and this thing was at 13-9, we'd have something going here.
Safety.
Donnie, I think we got to write Spencer into the record here. I can't think of anybody better. I'm racking safety. My brain. We know Justin King was ballyhooed, but then it didn't pan out.
And good friends with Craig Riley. That's really when his demise started.
You go with Whitehead?
I think he has to be on there. I can't
think
of a better
one. We should at least throw
one.
His name out there for consideration.
Put him off to the side, but I think he's pretty strongly on
right
as a
now,
strong 14, safety.
14-7 Pitt.
See, that's the other thing about Penn State. When I think of going there, Tomba was a big name. Puz was a huge name. Sean Lee, obviously. Guys, it was like it was random dudes. Calvin Lowry, Alan Zamitis playing corner. Like in defensive back in general. Like they didn't have names.
Didn't Darren Perry go to Penn State?
I think you're right.
That would be 14-8, because I think off the top of my head, he'd be the next best guy.
I don't know who else we would put in there. So
that's 14-8.
Whitehead's playing strong safety, I would think.
And Perry. And then the kicker's got to be Robbie Gold.
Definitely Robbie Gold.
Yeah.
And then Andy Lee.
14-9, 15-9, if you count Lee as the punter.
No one's better as a punter. There's the kid
Stout
from,
right now, but he's
still too young in his career. Andy Lee was a damn good punter in the league.
Kick Penn State's ass in this.
Somebody, if this gets back to Eric Hagman, we're screwed, dude.
And I think we were fair. I think we were fair in this.
If anything, like Pitt was surprisingly close to them on offense, where we all kind of just assumed that we would find a way to put a 8-3 in offense.
I mean, even if you're like Andrew, don't put a guy from the 1950s, even though he's in the Hall of Fame on the team, and we took Schmidt out and put a Penn State linebacker
put Puz in there, but that's
still 14-10,
which is what I predicted it would be. That or 13-11. Man, you know what it actually does, though? Not that these are across eras. It just does serve to underscore how frustrating sometimes it is to be a Pitt fan and know that they've produced this level of talent. And just,
it doesn't translate into college football wins and losses.
Like
if
we were going running backs, you go Franco, and then probably you can argue for the next three
that's a
guys
good point. If we
could
went,
be Pitt running backs.
If we went two running backs instead of three
Pitt's
receivers,
putting a guy on there because Barkley
Pitt would have won this even more decisively.
Barkley's got the 2,000-yard season.
We would have taken
not a better.
We take Bobby Engram off, and we would put Tony Dorsett on there.
True. Yeah.
Probably him or Curtis Martin.
Couldn't you put Shady still ahead of Barkley for right now?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, Shady was an all-decade
team player.
Shady
might end up
player.
In the Hall of Fame.
Is it him that has like the most total yards in like the 2010s?
Yeah, he was an all-decade guy. He was great.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.